This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's November 10th. We're sitting in our hermetically sealed office building and studio in California so the fires don't get to us, but I'm with Denise Dirks. My cohort in crime to the right, to my left, is Todd Kunin, who has a sty problem, and we have...
Thank you. That's a pigsty problem. My house is a mess.
That's exactly right. And then we have behind the glass our illustrious producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner.
Never.
Cal Hunter, thank you for being with us, Cal.
Thank you.
Don't forget, this is one of the best radio shows in the country. It's informative, exciting, fun, but more importantly, second only to what?
To the alien shows.
The wonderful alien shows. I just want to do an alien show someday. Cal, can you set it up someday that... after a Radio Law Talk, we can do an alien show.
Sure. Like,
yeah. At midnight, you and I just hang out in this weird, place in Nevada.
We'll podcast it. I'll bet you we could arrange for a phone call from an alien.
That's I bet true. You could.
Yeah. You're right. And then we could just sit in this building.
No, we should sit outside around a campfire.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Yes.
We can do that. Nevada. Yeah. With a whole bunch of people around us in buses that are coming in August.
You're thinking, we could do it at that Burning Man deal.
There's going to be a lot of aliens there.
Well, there already are. If you've seen the pictures, yeah.
You'd fit right in.
Before we start, may I just say something really quickly? I live fairly close to Paradise, California. I have a nephew with a dental practice there. Over 6,000 houses, over 200 businesses, 9 deaths so far as we speak. That number is going to go up. It's an awful situation, and I just wanted to send out some positive thoughts to our friends and family and, fellow beings who are in this little, wonderful, peaceful, tree-lined village that now is just a pile of ashes. It is awful.
And if you want to help, you can contact Eastern Church there.
Yes.
They're setting up an emergency place to receive money, and to people can then write in to their website and say, inquires to relatives, or they can also say what they need to say.
Well, you have the Red Cross. You have the Red Cross, and also you have...
Red Cross is very active. The churches are very active. The Salvation Army has a thing going on. I guess the most important thing is, before you send help, find out what's needed, and don't just send something. Have an idea of what it is they might need.
Be very careful of sending money.
Yes, exactly.
As bizarre as that sounds, I know you all, as lawyers, you think this is... And we had a little discussion at my law firm. What are we going to do? And don't forget, people in Southern California, we've got to be careful here on Radio Law Talk, because we're a nationally syndicated show. And there are a lot of calamities going on across the country right now.
But we're heard in the Paradise area. So.
We're heard there. And I agree with you, Cal, but let's remember the people of Southern California are burning down there. And there's other tragic things that have happened with shootings, and we feel for all those people.
Of course.
And hope that everything turns out.
And to echo what Fred was saying about be careful sending money, and this I think is the important concern and warning, is that tragically, when something like this happens, the scam artists will try to climb on the back of a tragedy like this and bilk people out of money. They'll set up fake GoFundMe accounts and whatnot. Make sure that you vet whatever organization you send anything to, whether it's money or if it's clothes, charitable clothes,
sanitation kits,
like that.
Whatever it is.
Find out what they need and make sure they're legitimate. Do a little bit of research, because Unfortunately, there are people that will take advantage of this to try to scam folks out of their
cash. Yeah, I choose to do it through my church because I know that it's going to be handled properly. You know, so
and the American Red Cross is a reputable.
True.
You know that's going to generally get taken care of. But anyway, all those who have calamities right now, we feel for you. We know what it's like to have people. At least I do. I deal with people all the time as a personal injury lawyer. The families who have tragedies, and it's hard. My wife's like, "How do you do it?" It's like, I have to look at it as a job, and you have passion, but the problem is I have to focus in my job, and all the attorneys in my firm.
Right, you have to remain objective as an attorney when you're dealing with.
You need to do that.
Like my friend, the funeral director, always used to say, "I cannot change what happened. I can only try to make today better than yesterday and try to help people going forward. We cannot change what happened."
That's nice.
And this is a sad situation. No matter where you are, if you're involved with this kind of stuff, our hearts just go out to you.
Well, speaking of sad situations, we're going to talk about John Goslin trying to get child custody. And kind of a little more important than that, I think, Cal, is the McDonald's lawsuit where someone sued over cheese not being put on a quarter pounder. That's an important one, more important than a lot of this stuff that's...
that's an injustice with a capital I-N.
That's injustice we're going to be talking about.
That's like no glaze on your donut. Not acceptable.
It's like ordering a burger without pickles, and they still charge you that 0.2 of a penny for those pickles.
And another tragic thing, we're going to talk about laws in Canada. They're running out of ganji or
out of their Mary Joanna.
What is it? Okay, Mr. Former Prosecutor, name all the names. Ganja.
We got hippie weed, hippie lettuce. We got ganja,
marijuana, weed.
The kind.
Yes, we got, crazy lettuce. I'm just making stuff up. All sorts of stuff. We got that, you know, but Canada is facing the same thing that Nevada faced.
Yeah, running out.
Oh, my gosh, we're going to run on marijuana.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Georgia lawsuits and election. We're going to talk about a lot of election lawsuits, the Broward County lawsuit, the lawsuits in Georgia, because there's issues going on with this, our elections, and boy, have we even talked about it? Yep, we're going to talk about the Missouri boat. Captain is now being...
The duck boat
is now being indicted, and we're going to go over that. We're going to do case or no case, which is probably what everybody loves. Don't forget, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go to our Instagram page. And I apologize. I know I received some emails during the week from our last show, and I've been so busy I failed to respond to them. Those of you who emailed me, thank you for the emails. I apologize for not responding.
You didn't respond to them?
We'll make you respond today.
Fred, we're going to take your name off that marquee.
The marquee, we're going to take this name off.
It'll be hosted by blank.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. The Texas Supreme Court is going to decide if red light camera lawsuit is going to live. I'm telling you, I want to get on this. By the way, I hate those red light cameras. You know, no matter what you do, man, I remember one. It was a long time ago, when they first started coming out with it. I remember I just like barely went over the line. I stopped to make a right-hand turn. I stopped, but as I went over the line, it flashed me. And it's like, you know what?
It flashed you?
Yes, it did. It flashed
you. Oh, my God.
So to me, I was just like,
it's not called red light for nothing.
It's a red light camera wearing a trench coat and nothing else.
And here's exactly right. But
check this out.
Hey, you want to sneak over the line without stopping? All right. Well, there's an image you ain't going to be able to forget. Grandma and a titty.
That's exactly right. But you know what? More important stuff we're talking about, which is the U.S. judge shreds the main claim in Parmesan cheese labeling lawsuit.
This is Parmesan?
Parmesan.
It's Parmesan, but it is Parmesan cheese. So we're talking about Parmesan cheese.
Well, I'm going to see how that judge cut that cheese.
Yeah, and then we're going to get case or no case when we come back. But we're having a good time with all of us. We're happy to be here. We're happy you're joining us. Thank you to all of our affiliates out there. KBDT in Dallas, Big Talk Dallas, thank you. And KPay, especially. We hope you're okay up there in Chico. That is our Chico affiliate that plays us. Hope all is well. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
There is more Radio Law Talk coming up on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, so don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Remember, hold on and put your seatbelt on. I wouldn't put a lap belt on. I'll do the shoulder and lap belt to sit with us for 3 hours talking about fun, exciting topics. Remember, there's many of these are allegations. When lawsuits come out, it's an allegation. The other side a lot of times doesn't want to comment on the lawsuit. So always remember, we are talking about allegations. Also, we're talking about general topics of law. Please seek legal counsel for any legal issues that you need. There's a lot of good lawyers out there. There's a lot of, that aren't good also. But remember, that's very important. Cal, the most important part of why people listen to us is one thing and one thing only, and that is case or no case.
And I thought it was witty banter.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
At the beginning of the century, a columnist for the Washington Post wrote an article about Battle Mountain, Nevada, and he called it the armpit of the world. Not a nice thing to say. Battle Mountain is a place where a band of Indians attacked a band of whites, and you know, when the Indians win, it's called a massacre, and when the white guys win, it's called a battle, so we know who won, right? And it since has evolved into a mining town and a county seat and so on. But Battle Mountain citizens, when they read this column or were told about it, they did not whine or complain. Instead, they got together and put on the Festival of the Pit. True story. There are billboards along Interstate 80 that proudly proclaim the event. It's been going on for several years now, and it even has a big-time corporate sponsor, and there may be where part of the rub comes in. In fact, on the Welcome to Battle Mountain sign outside the city, that's my phone, sorry. My wife is telling me that, yes, she can hear us on the stream, and she wants to make sure that I got the message. Anyway,
talk about anecdotal.
I know, right?
Where's the anecdotal?
And it's pronounced Battle Mountain.
I apologize. At any rate,
hold on, Donna and I. Donna, yes. Yes, I would like you to get a large. Let's see, we would like a large
combination pizza.
Yeah. And then grab a bottle of milk, and I'd like a Diet Coke, please.
No,
oh, are we on the air?
Bottle of milk with pizza? Oh, I'm sorry. Case or no case?
At any rate, when you drive into Battle Mountain, there is a big sign, Welcome to Battle Mountain, and a toilet seat, in fact, hangs on that sign. So they have a big festival. And among the things that they have is a beauty and talent pageant. Now, this is a big festival. They have Indian fry bread. They have, I mean, it's a great festival. So, they finally get down to the beauty pageant. And here is our case or no case.
I can't wait.
It was a tie.
Uh-oh.
One young woman was a break dancer, a smelly break dancer. I mean, people wear the same shirts for days. They smell the arm. And another woman had what they call in Nevada Mormon crickets glued onto her underarms.
What do you mean by that? Nevada Mormon crickets.
Well, just a cricket. You know, it's a cricket like the, you know, the Mormon seagulls, Miracle.
Yeah.
So they call them Mormon crickets in Nevada. It's just a cricket, not one that's been baptized. It's just a cricket.
Okay.
But anyway, the point is.
An armpit?
Yeah, she put them in her armpits because, you know, it's an armpit festival. It's the armpit of the world.
She put what in the armpits?
Crickets.
The crickets.
She glued crickets to her
armpits. Like real ones or plastic ones?
No, real crickets.
Oh, my
crickets.
Heavens to Betsy.
And there was no winner, as I said, a tie.
Because there's only two people going.
No, it was a big pageant. They had six, eight people, maybe.
I don't know.
But a smelly pageant, we know about that. So the parents of the little breakdancer, little Lily Whitefeather, said it was unfair that their daughter didn't win outright because she did not use any props. It was pure talent and armpit smell, they said, and no props like the cricket lady. In fact, as I quote here, Lily never used no crickets or nothing else, just talent and body odor. Her dad was quoted as saying in the Billings, Montana Gazette newspaper, which happened to be doing a feature on the armpit festival at the time. So the Whitefeathers filed a claim against the city because it was sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and the city funds the Chamber of Commerce. And as you know, a claim is a precursor to a lawsuit in which they only wanted $300 damage and the loot for first prize without sharing it with the cricket lady. And I'll tell you what the loot was a little later on. And so that was a long way to get to it, and I apologize for taking so long.
We like that.
This cricket festival. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kunin, and case or no crickets.
Cage. Well, let me tell you something. I'm familiar with Battle Mountain, Nevada.
And the operator was right.
And by the way, I think we have affiliates all up and down. Yeah.
And he qualified for the pageant as well.
Yes, I
know I do.
I'm familiar with Battle Mountain, Nevada for it's interesting. Yeah, I've made that drive.
Oh, yeah.
Across Interstate 80 from where we lived in California, going out to visit folks in Utah, and you know, you drive along and you see up on the mountain the initials BM, and coincidentally always reminded me that we had to stop to go to the bathroom.
Exactly.
So,
I don't get it, Tom.
Well, yeah, you get it. I could tell by the smirk on your face you get that. So,
this is no fun.
It's Battle Movement in Nevada. So,
Battle Movement.
So, anyway, I am going to say, because of the intricate level of detail, including the quote from the parents.
For the Billings Gazette, not
from
the parents.
Yes, yeah. well, it was from the quote of the parents in the Billings Gazette.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say no case. I'm going to say that this is made out of whole cloth. This is no case, and I'll explain why after everyone else has given theirs.
I'm going to give you my tell. Okay, Mr. Fred Penny, case or no case?
That's a good analysis, Todd. You was very intelligent.
Well, I don't know about that.
Thoughtful.
I don't know about that.
And exciting. I think it's a case.
Oh.
I'm going to go it's a case. Now.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I'm going big or go home. Because that is what Todd is saying is the most intelligent thing, because it was so well laid out, Cal. You went in detail and you even brought up some outside, you know, newspapers that I believe that it is maybe fake. We got a 50-50 chance here. I'm going to go on the side of it is a case and say that the government claim has certain protections at least in a number of states. The governments have higher protections from being sued. Doesn't mean they can't be sued, but it's a little more difficult. I'm going to say, though, it settles and the government give her a new T-shirt with some banned deodorant.
Okay, we've got about 5 seconds here, so we're going to hear from Denise when we come right back on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate You.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
My name is Frederick Penny, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
One-on-one talks between President Trump and France's President Macron in the French capital, focusing largely on military cooperation. Macron reiterating Europe needs to be able to defend itself.
We need more European capacities, more European defense, in order to take this part of the burden. When President Trump has to protect or to defend one of the states of the United States, he doesn't ask France or Germany or another government of Europe to finance it.
We want to help Europe, but it has to be fair. Right now, the burden sharing has been largely on the United States, as the President will say, and he understands that. And he understands that the United States can only do so much.
Trump in France for a ceremony to help mark 100 years since the end of World War I. The First Lady also in Paris, joining them later at the palace for a social lunch with Macron and his wife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Boy, after all these elections, why would you want to not listen to us in the radio show? Something different. Something different. We are politically neutral here at Radio Law Talk. In fact, the back of our T-shirts say, when you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk. So, Cal, go ahead. With case or no case, Denise's turn.
Yep. Reminder of the setup very quickly. There was a contest in the armpit of the world, which was Battle Mountain, Nevada. Two people where it was a tie. One, a young breakdancer. The other, a woman who taped crickets or glued crickets to her armpits. They said glued. I don't know how the attachment is. The parents of the little girl filed a claim against the city and the Chamber of Commerce saying it's not fair. Their little girl didn't use any props that she won or should have won on pure talent and body odor. And that was the basis of the claim. So, Denise, I ask you, case or no case?
Can I ask missed the part about what the parents' quote was to the Gazette.
Let me find it for you really quickly. He said, and I quote, Lily never used no crickets or nothing else, just talent and body odor.
And it was a beauty and talent case or a body odor and talent case?
Well, they would line up the contestants. They smell the armpits. They have a march. They do the talent, break dancing, obviously, and other things. So it's a, kind of a combination of things that includes the smell and a regular beauty pageant. I mean, it's the armpit of the world contest.
Well, they could actually, if there was a no prop restriction, they probably would make a case. But if there is no such restriction, then I think it's going to fall short of being a lawsuit. No case.
Okay, by the way, I know I can't change my mind, but they won. I could tell Cal is just making it up. I'm a loser. Give it to me, Cal.
Well, first off, I want to tell you that everything about this is true. Everything that I've told you, there is a Battle Mountain, Nevada. They are the armpit of the world, according to the columnist. There is a beauty pageant, and there is the Indian fry bread, the Pony Express road race with children pulling decorated wagons, dunk tank, volleyball tournament, massage therapist.
Give me my zonk. I want
my
zonk.
A deodorant bar?
And they do have a beauty pageant, and they do have an armpit smell-off as a part of that beauty pageant. However,
Lily Whiteface is not true.
In this case, those of you who say it was a case...
You are so smart.
I'll tell you why.
I should have done better on the quote.
Here was the dead giveaway. And the dead giveaway is this. Folks, you got to understand that throughout the week, we are constantly finding articles and texting them back and forth to each other. Wow. And earlier this week, it's not law-related, but I came across a funny little article about a contest down in Brazil called the Miss Bum Bum Contest.
Oh, yeah.
And one contestant accused the other of artificially enhancing the size of her derriere to win this. And when I saw that, and we have a pageant-oriented case or no case, my first thought was... Cal cribbed that one.
But yet, I did do some research in my book of weird trivia and facts.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a Miss Drumsticks contest where people have to stand behind a turkey body and judge just the legs.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
There's a Miss Klingon Empire.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Which we would like for the space show.
Yeah.
A Mr. or Ms. Mosquito Legs.
Miss Klingon, are they looking at what?
Star Trek. It's a Star Trek.
But what do they look at, though?
Beauty
went over her
sponsored
head.
By Charmin toilet paper.
Beauty, personality, talent, singing and dancing, no planetary destruction allowed.
Oh yeah.
Miss Mosquito Legs, which means the worst legs. That's the Miss Sweet Corn, the Miss Exotic World, which is for strippers. Excuse me, exotic dancers, and of course the armpit queen of Battle Mountain. Real contests.
We should do a live show from Battle Mountain during that stinky time period.
I'd like it. So yes, the piece you sent me did inspire me to do some research, and that's where I came up with that.
Look, if we go to Battle Mountain, I am declining any invitation to be a guest judge.
All right. So as this turns out, Fred did not get any points on that.
Ouch.
Denise and Todd each got 1 point off of that.
Two.
We both said no case.
Oh, yeah, 2 points. Two points. Oh, that's right.
While Cal's doing his calculations, the first one to 100 points, those of you who are first tuning in, gets lemon bars from Donna.
And I'm way ahead of you guys.
Okay. What's the score?
Well, as it stands right now, it's Fred 79, Denise 81, Todd 76.
I'm 83.
No, 82.
I won twice last week.
79 plus 2.
People over there going...
That's why at the end of last week I wanted to go through this. I won two.
Give her 83.
I have 83.
I think she got it.
And then Todd has 79 and Fred has 79.
All right. Yeah. You know she's always... Us three boys. The three of our intelligence combined do not equal...
So it's 83, 79, 79.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? All
right.
I'll take that.
The three of our intelligence combined don't equal Denise's, so let's just agree.
Who goes in here?
Hey, tell us, Denise, we went over all the different things we're going to talk about. There's an interesting thing about the LSAT. Those of you who don't know what the LSAT is, it's a law school admission test. Before going to law school, at least the vast majority of law schools, you have to take a test. And this test is very important. It's imperative you do well in order to get into a decent law school. And so the law school admission test, there are some issues going on. And what are those issues?
Well, the LSATs are governed by a certain... council. It's called the Law School Admission Council. And they are supposed to...
Winning points for creativity of name.
I know, isn't that great?
Yeah.
And there's a federal suit that was brought trying to make this council accommodate for people with disabilities. And so what happened is that they failed to accommodate many different people with disabilities. So And it was really set out what they had to do. They knew it. The judge made a specific order. And so they were brought back before
the judge. So the judge actually ordered them to do this.
Yes. And they were brought back before the judge to review these specific things that were supposed to do to accommodate. And what happened? They were held, this council was held in civil contempt.
Ouch.
Which is really an important.
That's
important.
Tell what that means.
Now, are the disabilities, is this like I can't take a written test well, so I can only do it orally? I mean, what kind of disabilities
blind.
Are we talking about? Okay, visually.
Okay. Visually. Maybe they're paralyzed. They can't write.
Hmm.
Maybe they have dyslexia, so somebody has to read the question to them.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, it's all different types of disabilities.
Okay.
So, and they just failed to accommodate. And even the council at the end, after they're held in contempt, and they're ordered to pay attorney fees, a lot of attorney fees, they apologized and they said they're going to do everything they can to fix it and make it right. So it's a difficult task when you think about the LSATs are nationwide. They have to accommodate so many different types of disabilities and different
but
types of accommodations. Right?
It's a slippery slope. Those of you who want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, look, this is a slippery slope, though. Define what a disability is. And I know those of you out there, you know, you always be careful by saying this because people get mad. Oh, no, you're being mean to the disabled. No, I'm saying define disability. How far does it go down? I mean, to the point where
it goes pretty far because California, this case was brought in California, and California has higher standard of disability and accommodation than any other state.
Right. So
and,
dyslexia, what, if you have minor dyslexia, that means you're okay? I mean, that you get a something extra or?
And addiction is considered a disability in California. In terms of employment law, it's a disability. So would that
well, and they have to accommodate even by giving more time sometimes.
Right.
And
oh yeah, no, I've heard of that.
It's a lot. But anyway, to make a long story short, the California agency that oversees this, not the council, but the agency, they fought this case. They asked for $567,000 for attorney fees, and the judge actually awarded $480,000 in attorney fees against the council.
You know, it's
and
interesting.
In favor of
you talk about the agency in California that sought to prosecute this, basically, to get this. And do you know what the name of the agency is?
Yeah.
It's the DFEH, the Department. Now, think about this. This is a LSAT-oriented lawsuit. The name of the agency that prosecuted is the Department of Fair Employment and Housing.
Yes. And LSAT is connected to a career.
Connected to a career. It's connected to employment. And so you think about it, what does that have to do with it? The DFEH, Department of Fair Employment and Housing, is where you would go if you ever had an employment-related suit that you wanted to bring against the employer. That's where you'd file it. And they're the people
you have
that
to
would,
go first there before you resort to court.
Yes, actually. You have to get what's called a right to sue letter, which they pretty much rubber stamp if you've hired an attorney. They just say, okay, here, go get it, hire it privately. But
It's a slippery slope, though, I think.
I agree with you.
Slippery slope.
It's going to be tested to find out what constitutes a disability. After this ruling, you're going to have more people coming forward saying, well, I'm disabled because of X, and we're going to see a lot more of these.
Well, that you know what the best part about that? It means more people are going to become lawyers. That's what we need out there, more lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
More lawyers. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about an expelled frat brother saying he was too drunk to rape a student. That's going to be something that's interesting. Denise came up with some good arguments. We'll be right back after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're going to talk a little bit about this expelled frat brother that says he was too drunk to rape a student. So this is being reported everywhere, but New York Times, Julia Marsh did a really good article on it. But so, you know, you have to think about the following. Those of you who are automatically like, okay, this person's guilty. So the scenario is there's a frat brother, and he is drinking, and apparently there's another female student that is drinking, and he claims, this is his claim, he didn't know where he was, how he arrived at her place, and apparently he arrived at her dorm room, and at around what time, Denise? 6 o'clock in the morning, she booted him out of the room. He argued that
I think he arrives there around 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, no, no. But I'm saying she in the morning she boots him out eventually. He's saying, I don't know how I got in her room, but he did. And he says that he drank a lot, and he said he had difficulty walking. In fact, he remembers he had to go to the bathroom, but he was so wasted that He just barely remembers barely making it. He remembers her kissing him.
He remembers talking with a German accent.
Yes.
And claiming blood ties to the Nazis. And
yes.
She remembers that as
and
well.
She even agreed to that. That's when he was talking weird and like he was with a German accent and that he was tied. And that's how he was acting. And she even agreed to that. And he's claiming she kissed him, helped him undress, and did some other things I don't want to say on the air. But it was definitely
what he interpreted as an invitation to continue the activity.
Right. And
or even
so,
to begin.
Right.
Yes.
And so what happens is he calls his father afterwards and said, look, I this happened, Dad. I think this happened. I was so wasted. What do I do? And his dad said, just don't say anything. Just let it lie. Just leave it alone. And yet the gal, and this is December 20, 2017, then tells school administrators that he attacked her. And then it turned out that a month later said that the co-ed, he turns around and says, okay, wait a minute. The co-ed was the one that sexually assaulted me due to my incapacitation resulting because of my intoxicated state. Now, the law, right, is in most states is generally the same. Again, seek local counsel. But in general, the law is as follows, generally speaking.
So. And we use the criminal instruction from California because I have that up. But the law, like
right.
Fred said, it's generally the same. So as it relates to sexual acts perpetrated against an intoxicated individual, all right, so it says and somebody who may be so impaired that they can be deemed to be passed out or
right.
not conscious of the
right.
act, it says the defendant committed an act and
what a sexual
whatever a sexual act. And that the other person was unable to resist because they were unconscious of the nature of the act. That's defined as being so drunk that you can't stop or pretty much
right.
out of your mind. And then the last one is that the defendant knew that the other person was unable to resist because of their intoxicated state.
Right.
Now this...
Take a Drunk Girl Home is that song, right? There's a song called Take a Drunk Girl Home.
So in this case here, we'll analyze it from two different aspects of it. Let's analyze it from the aspect of the girl in this case is the victim, and let's say, and we'll analyze it from what the guy is saying, him being, I was too drunk. Now, what he is suffering from is what's called voluntary intoxication. That's
right.
the first thing to
right.
that's the first thing to get out of the way. He wasn't drunk because somebody slipped him something. He chose to get drunk. All right.
Yes,
and so
he drank seven drinks in 45
yes.
minutes.
And so the question here is it a defense to a crime if you were so intoxicated you didn't know what you were doing? And the answer is, as most lawyers say, it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So there are two types of crimes. One's called a specific intent crime. And the other is called a general intent crime. A specific intent crime is one where you commit the crime with the specific intent of accomplishing something. So, for example, if you threaten a police officer, you threaten a police officer with bodily harm if he writes a report. That's specific intent because you're trying to get the police officer not to file a report, right?
Right.
If you were drunk and did that, you might have a defense to it because voluntary intoxication is a defense to a specific intent crime. In this case here, performing sex acts against an intoxicated person or a drunk person.
But what if they're both intoxicated?
We'll get to that. Where the victim is intoxicated, that is a general intent crime.
Right.
And voluntary intoxication is, for the most part, not a defense to a general intent crime. So
right.
at first blush, you would sit here and say, dude, just because you were drunk, if she didn't consent, you're still guilty. But there's a way to backdoor it in. Okay? And here's where it is. It's this last element where it says the defendant, the guy,
right.
knew that the other person was unable to resist because they were unconscious. And where you get the intoxication defense
know.
Is, I was so drunk I couldn't have known.
That's exactly what he's arguing.
I could not have known. It had nothing to do with my intent to commit the crime.
Right.
I was so drunk that I was unable to determine whether I knew she was passed out or not. And because of that, they can backdoor this defense. So he may have that defense.
So here's what's interesting. this is a civil lawsuit. And everyone said, okay, well, this is a criminal issue. No, apparently, and we don't know, it sounds like they didn't criminally prosecute him. Probably they didn't have enough evidence. But civilly, what happens? So let's continue the story. What happens is, by December 20, 2017, after she tells them this, the university launched this probe. This is Columbia University. And they launched this probe into the competing claims. And it's a he said, she said claim. And guess what? The hearing panel discussed the claim and dismissed what he said, and found he was at fault, expelled him, and he wasn't able to graduate from Columbia.
Well, if you recall,
I would just like to say something here. On the facts that we have been presented, it does not appear that the woman was intoxicated. And he went to her room. He didn't go back to her room. He went and just went to her room for some reason. And and the event happened on December 13th, but she didn't report it till December 20th. And in between that time, when she kicked him out of the room at 6 o'clock in the morning because she had to go, allegedly, she had to go to work. That's when the guy said he called his father and said, look, I feel like I've been taken advantage of here. And what should I do? Should I report it? And his dad said, no, don't report it. Just leave it alone, right? So that's what the allegations are. So the guy sues Columbia University.
Right, for
kicking him out. So that's the civil nature of the suit.
Yeah, here's the thing. Well, he insists that the determination was unfair because the panel ignored favorable evidence and treated him differently than any other female victim who would have blacked out.
Right.
In other words, because he was male, they ignored him. If it was a female saying it, that she was taken advantage of, they would have listened, but they didn't. And that's his argument.
Yeah, plus they denied him his diploma and his graduation.
Right.
We're talking like this is a very serious, yeah.
So a couple of things here. You know, the question is, why was this a civil suit? Why was this not a criminal suit? And as a former prosecutor, I can say that a couple of factors that came up that would cause a prosecutor to think, I don't know that I could get this past a jury unanimously to convict.
Well, it's a higher standard, right?
It's beyond a reasonable doubt. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, first, there is the fact that after the incident occurred, he stayed there and she didn't kick him out until she had to leave for work. So that's
if that allegation is believed.
And I don't know that – I didn't see anything in here that contested that. I don't think that there's any question that he left at 6 a.m.
Right.
And so there was that, the fact that she didn't report it until later, and she didn't report it to police. She reported it to the council at Columbia University. So all of that taken together, maybe some other circumstances about what took place at the party, they made the decision not to prosecute criminally. And I don't know if you recall, and we'll probably end at this, but recently there has been, in the last 4 or 5 years, there's been this questioning whether or not universities can kick people out on what people claim to be little or no evidence or almost a denial of due process. They were removing people based upon allegations, and so at least this got to a hearing. But I'd be curious to see how this turns out, if there's any appeals process for it.
Yeah, no, he's bringing the lawsuit against the school, and he wants to get his diploma. But it's interesting. He said, she said, I guess I said to myself, get it in writing before you have sex, I guess is the new rule.
Yeah, we were talking about.
Or you need some witnesses or a non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure agreement.
That would be good. Or you could just wait till you get married. Hey, there's a lot of options. We'll be right back. Hour number two, we're going to talk about McDonald's, speaking of options.
More Radio Law Talk is straight ahead right here, so don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.